Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Undisclosed broadcast location. One voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. Absolutely live and twice as ugly from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Why am I having trouble hearing me? I don't even know how important it is that I do hear me. I don't think it's very important at all. Anyway, joining me now from his perch that he looks out over the world and writes for various websites, Armed American News. He's the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation. He also is the gun writer at Substack. His name is Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you doing?
I've always wanted to do an introduction, and I didn't do it quite as awesome as I should, to where it makes it sound like I'm introducing like an award winner. His name is Lee Williams, you know. So, anyway. Let's talk about this. You put out this piece recently about a ATF visit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And now this guy, when did this visit actually occur? Because it states that this guy had bought 7 guns since January of 2022. When did the sale that triggered them, when did that occur? Do you know?
I don't know what the sales were. Roughly 1 or 2 a month. There were some multiple purchases
right
on his record on the illegal gun registry that they brought to his home. But the raid, as I tried, I wanted to call it a raid rather than a home inspection, occurred on July 12th at 7 p.m.
What day did say that one more time?
July 12th.
July 12th. Oh.
Yeah.
And he's bought 7 guns since January.
Yeah, including a couple of multiple purchases of handguns. The guy's, you know, he's a small businessman. He's got some money. He can afford to buy 2 guns at one time.
Yeah. Now, one thing I told Lee is that I have to pick up guns occasionally, where I will pick up as many as 3 at one time. And I've been, one time when I was on a buying spree for CZ pistols for the P10s.
Mm-hmm.
I bought all 3 of them within a week. And the dude that sold them to me, same dude, he sort of told me, he said, "You're probably going to get a visit," but I never got a visit. And I told him when say if you're going to have to report it, I get it, but just tell them I'm doing YouTube videos and film the YouTube videos. But I had all of them, but I didn't get a visit. Looking at this, reading the transcript, it sort of seems like this guy kept his cool, although later on it seems like when he sat back and thought about it for a minute, he might have had his cage rattled a little bit.
He had his cage rattled a little bit. Also, they just passed a bevy of very anti-gun laws in Delaware, including a quote-unquote assault weapon ban. So he wasn't familiar. It didn't take effect yet, but he wasn't familiar, you know, when that law was going into effect. Were they here for his ARs? And besides, there's 3 dudes there wearing tactical vests with guns, standing tactically outside his front door, so... yeah, he was a little bit rattled. I think most of us would be.
Based upon what the Ring camera recorded, those guys were sort of feeling a little sheepish themselves, though, weren't they?
Yeah, you could clearly tell that, you know, they were, I don't want to say following orders, but, yeah, they knew that what they were doing was an intrusion rather than an interview. like ATF said in one of their responses, it's just a voluntary interview. No, it's a little more than that. It's a little more intrusive. It's a little more constitutionally suspect than calling some dude up on the phone and saying, hey, I'd like to talk about your multiple gun purchases.
Indeed. I just found that interesting, that because I know that from time to time, like with the Poly 80 thing, they used to, were they going out and paying visits to people?
I'm sure they were. I am sure they were. I mean, they're going out to this guy for a couple of handguns. And, I mean, I would love to hear from people. If this is similar, anything similar to how this happened, you could just send me an email to lee@saf.org. That's Lee at SAF for Second Amendment Foundation.org. And my God, if you have a Ring camera video, that'd even be better. By the way, I think everybody should have a Ring camera if you own guns, for a lot more reasons than just the possibility of an ATF visit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've got surveillance cameras on the front of the house. I need to put some on the back of the house. But I do have surveillance cameras for more than one reason. And some of the reasons that you mentioning are alluding to, I fully agree with you on those. Now, is that it for this guy? They came, they saw, they're happy. That's it?
Well, and I haven't written this one yet. I think he rattled them a bit. They seem to be two white Ford Tauruses, identical Ford Tauruses.
Right.
He's been spending an inordinate amount of time parking out on the street in front of his home. If you know what I mean.
He should call the cops.
Yeah, I would. And, some of this stuff borders on things that I don't want to talk about. But, yeah, let's just say this. If you're made uncomfortable by some vehicles parked out in front of your home, you should call 911, right, Bill?
Yeah. You should, absolutely. You should. Mm-hmm. And if they get out there and say, we're cops, you shouldn't call the cops on us, we're cops. Well, cops, I hate to tell you this, but you look like you're casing me. The fact that you got cars with just hubcaps on them, that don't mean nothing to me.
Yep.
Nothing. So, but hey, maybe you could have just knocked on the door or something. Let me know what you were looking for. There's nothing to surveil here, nothing to see.
Yeah, I've done nothing wrong. And besides, the guy, he's a small businessman. He's got a handful of employees. They work in the auto field. And he's doing well, and he just wants to be left alone. And this really rattled him for a while.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's some guys out there now, that doesn't help.
We'll see. We'll see what they come up with. We'll see what these boys have got going on. That's the part that just cracks me up, is because cops come down for me on multiple levels, and those guys that went to see him sort of strike me as pension gatherers.
Yeah, they're definitely not what we used to call meat eaters. Okay. Guys who would actually go out there and try and solve and prevent some crimes. These guys are bureaucrats.
Yeah, they weren't even Adam 12.
No. And I would be incredibly embarrassed if I were any one of them, because this is constitutionally suspect. Like I said in the story, the courts, when they determine consent, they look at a lot of factors. And I couldn't honestly say that consent here was freely given. You got three tactical-looking dudes armed on your front porch. For most people, they don't understand that, hey, do you have a search warrant? No? Okay, you're trespassing. Get off my property. So they're taking advantage of his legal naivete, so to speak. And that's how they function. And that's completely wrong.
Hang on right there, if you will. We're gonna do the follow-up to this. That's at the gunwriter.substack.com, because he followed up on this, and that being that, he being Lee Williams. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Officer.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with Lee Williams. He is the gun writer. He is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation, and he is the correspondent at Armed American News, and he was the one that broke the story on the ATF paying a visit in Delaware to just a guy who bought a few guns, so seven guns since January. He bought multiple guns on one day. Everybody has at some point. You have, haven't you, Lee?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I certainly have.
So this guy gets a visit. Now, The follow-up on this is, once you found out about this, you decided to do what investigative reporters do and go investigate. So you started seeking comment from the ATF, from the Delaware State Police, from various public information officers, field officers, all this other stuff. And initially, you just got stonewalled, yeah?
Yeah. Delaware State Police said you should talk to ATF. I called ATF's office in Wilmington, Delaware, which is called a RAC, Resident Agent in Charge. It's smaller than a field division, and nothing. Called their field division in Baltimore, nothing. Called their headquarters in Washington, D.C., nothing. And then this thing blew up. I mean, it blew up, Bill. This went absolutely viral. I'm very happy about that. And then the replies started coming in from ATF. I mean, ATF sent me an email the day after this thing was published saying, quote, ATF does not release the process in which it conducts investigations.
That's sort of, okay, but let's read the whole thing. Thank you for appreciating, for reaching out, and I appreciate your patience with my reply. Then she gives you no reply. They do not release the process in which it conducts investigations.
I didn't print my reply to hers, but I asked her. I said, this is the silliest thing I believe I've ever seen. Are you sure you want to go with this? And she replied, yep, that's our statement. Okay. Well, the Washington Times and Daily Caller began asking ATF questions, and they sent them they sent both of them a different response. It came out of the Baltimore field office. A spokesman for the ATF said they're unable to comment on the details of any ongoing investigation. However, interviews are an entirely appropriate part of the investigative process for any law enforcement agency. Okay, so they got an investigation going on my guy, on this guy who didn't want his name used in the story. That's actually an investigation? I can't believe it, Bill.
Well, I mean, first things first. The reason police effectively arrest somebody, in most cases, if it's one of those real desperados, is they overwhelm them.
Yeah.
By numbers, right? And in a lot of cases now, with some people, that's not... They don't find that intimidating. They will fight to their last second if that's what it comes down to. But when you're just a law-abiding guy who likes guns and you show up with a bunch of guys in kit, who I haven't figured out the whole jeans part.
Yeah, and the dirty t-shirts.
Yeah, I haven't figured that part out. But when they show up with that, but they're wearing kit and carrying drop legs and all that other stuff from the looks of the what I saw. My first thought is this is not a congenial, non-custodial, voluntary interview.
Exactly. I doubt that homeowner knew he was free to go.
Right.
So you have custody, you have interrogation, you have Miranda, and at no point was he given Miranda.
And that's the other thing. They didn't come they came with no search warrant by rights.
Right.
If he wanted to, he could have called his lawyer, which I'm sure he has one, and said, I got a couple of ATF guys, and what, you're a Delaware state trooper. I got a couple of guys here wanting to see guns. They got no warrant. They just want me to show them guns. I mean, they're dressed like they just went to, like extras in a movie, and they just went and raided the props department.
You hit the nail on the head. If they had enough probable cause to suspect this guy had committed a crime, there would have been twice as many, and they would have had a search warrant. Yet they didn't. This is a fishing expedition, and it's pretty damn unconstitutional, in my humble opinion, the way this thing was handled.
Well, that's the other thing. I'm sure that the profile of a gun runner is not somebody who buys the guns and then stays in state.
Well, and one of the other things, the minute you drive, and I've been there, I lived in Delaware, the minute you drive in this neighborhood with this guy, where this guy lives,
right,
you know that he doesn't need to make money as a straw purchaser for thugs, okay? By living in that neighborhood, he's doing very well at his business, and he's very comfortable financially.
I would think, you know, given, and we know in the past, like during, what was it? Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
The ATF knows how to surveil a suspected hotspot where people are buying guns and running them. They know how to do that because they watched all those guns go over the border. They know how to surveil that. If they thought this was a suspected gun running operation, they would stake out the gun store. Did anybody go to the gun store and say, "Hey, this guy that you've known for 50 years and you went to high school with,
yeah,
is he shady? Do you know anything about him? I mean, he's buying a lot of guns here, right? He's bought 7 since January. He lives where? That's a pretty nice place. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
But did anybody do that?
Nobody checked with the FFL. The FFL has a relationship, let's say, with ATF because it's the same shop that sold Hunter Biden.
Oh.
Delaware's a small state, man. There's only a handful of gun shops there.
Did they sell him the dumpster gun?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I think it was a Beretta, wasn't it?
I don't know what it was. Who knows what Bo buys? I don't know. Bo,
yeah, or
Hunter, whichever.
Yeah.
I'm supposing you're going to follow this up just simply because you can't let it go, because you've already got one representative involved in this, and given what they're trying to do with some of the legislation they're trying to push right now, if I were a Republican, I'd be all over this stuff, and I'd have my little Moleskin notebook out, right, and taking notes, because I'm going, you guys can't imagine what's going to happen on January the 20th when we guys are sworn in. You can't imagine what we're going to be doing the investigation. You betcha. Hang on for me, if you will. Lee is the gun writer, thegunwriter.substack.com. He is the Second Amendment Foundation investigative reporter, which is where this was going. He was doing this part of it as that project, and he is the only correspondent, as far as I know, and if I'm wrong, you can correct me when we get back, but the only correspondent at Armed American News. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Fed's announced unemployment claims jumped to their highest level in 8 months as 251,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the week that ended July 16th. The numbers released by the Labor Department shows the job market is beginning to cool. Several cities will start to see electric Amazon delivery vans out on the road. The e-commerce giant bought 100,000 electric trucks as part of a plan to get to net zero carbon emissions by 2040. Amazon says it expects to have thousands of EVs in more than 100 cities by the end of this year. Alaska Airlines is reporting a flight was delayed earlier this week after two pilots who were supposed to fly the aircraft couldn't get along. Flight AS-1080 from Washington to San Francisco was prepared to take off when it returned to the gate in Washington.
Hope I don't see you.
USA Radio News. General Charles Brown, Air Force Chief of Staff, has announced the United States and its allies are considering providing Ukraine with fighter jets, a decision that would sharply escalate the level of weaponry being sent to Kyiv. The U.S. General at the Aspen Security Forum said the jets could come from the United States or its allies. The Federal Communications Commission wants to help your phone.
The FCC is cracking down on spam auto warranty recalls. The commission is requiring telecom providers to block millions of illegal daily robocalls involving extended vehicle warranties. Scam warranty robocalls are the leading source of complaints from consumers. The FCC has identified 13 individuals and 6 companies behind most of the warranty robocalls. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you need a reason to take it easy today, it is National Hammock Day and National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm operating under a handicap today. I had a technical issue, and I've got less boxes on my desk here in front of me. I don't know what to do. So I'm talking to my man, Lee Williams. He's here. He's the gunwriter.substack.com. He is the correspondent, the investigative correspondent at Second Amendment Foundation. You also were the one that broke the UPS story. And this is where the UPS was solving a problem that had not yet been codified into law, and they just decided to take the high road. And interestingly, once you broke that story, a few things began to happen with that one, too. Tell me about this, if we can encapsulate that all in this segment. Let's go.
Sure. Well, we kind of told the story in reverse. We told the story of a gun owner here in Florida, a gun dealer here in Florida. I'm sorry, Ghost Guns. He makes uppers, lowers, OEM parts. We got a letter from UPS saying, hey, we're canceling your account, and any of your packages in our pipeline can be seized and destroyed. He checked with his UPS agent. Guy had no idea what's going on. They sent him a letter that basically said, we write to inform you that UPS has learned that your company may be violating applicable laws concerning the shipment of ghost guns to unauthorized locations. Now, he makes gun parts for homemade firearms, as I like to call them, and he's very careful, Bill, about where he ships them. They
sure.
Just had a clean bill of health from ATF. They had ATF in there and goes, and they said, hey, you're fine. You're not shipping to New York or the People's Democratic Republic of California or Massachusetts or New Jersey. You're fine. So they canceled him, and he had just shipped $30,000 worth of stuff. So we don't know where that is yet. He still has yet to hear from his end users. Then we found out that this pressure probably came from 5 U.S. senators acting on their own, and you could name them. I'm sure you could get 3 or 4, if not all 5. You got Markey in Massachusetts, Blumenthal and Murphy in Connecticut, Cory Booker in New Jersey, and, of course, Dianne Feinstein, or what's left of her, her dementia-addled mind. They sent a letter to UPS USPS, FedEx, saying, quote, we are concerned that lax shipping security means or security measures are contributing to the epidemic of gun violence in this country by allowing criminals to use stolen firearms to commit crime. And all these shippers, like, oh my God, you know, they're blaming us for escalating crime rates. And
right.
Of course, UPS being woke swung the pendulum way too far. And from what I'm hearing, there's going to be even more cutbacks on what they will be willing to ship. Right now, they changed their shipping requirements that everything has to have a serial number, or it's going to be seized and destroyed. How they do that, I don't know. Do they open these things up?
Well, I don't know. You know, I went to ship a gun when this was happening, and FedEx ships guns all the time. So
yeah.
I was told that the only place I could ship a gun with FedEx was to go to a hub. So I go into the hub, and they're asking me what it is. There's a part where it says, anything dangerous. So here I am. I'm not, you know, I'm trying to be honest and everything. So I tell them it's a gun. And then they tell me that they could only have done it if I had a pre-printed label and some other stuff. And I'm just looking at this, and I ended up just going back to the FFL where it had come in and shipped it through them. And but, you know, it's like, first of all, the girl didn't know what she was talking about. She had to look it up, and then she was still not even sure of what she was telling me. And I just snatched it from her. And then I was told by the gun guy who I was shipping it to, he said, next time you do it, just tell him it's machined parts.
Nice.
And that will be the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Break it all down. They're machine parts.
Yep. So, but yeah, this is the thing though. We don't know how much of a segment of their business this is, do we?
No, we really don't. But I mean, look at Brownell. Look at Gull. Look at these huge firms that ship guns and gun parts all over the country. I mean, that's got to be a lot of money. It has to be millions of dollars.
If I were Ghost Firearms, I'd just change my name to Upright and Alive Firearms and just say,
yeah.
Does that satisfy what you got going on? Because we are legal.
100%.
I mean, the gun industry is the most regulated industry, I would guess, unless it's nuclear. I'm sure the nuclear industry is more heavily regulated, but can't be by much.
No, I mean, and right now with Joe Biden in, it's not forgiving. You make one clerical error, as we've written here,
yeah.
You make one clerical error and you're going to lose your entire livelihood, or one of your employees makes a clerical error, and the shop is going to be shut down.
Now, is it legal for malarkey and, you know, I didn't go to Vietnam, Blumenthal, Spartacus, Christopher Murphy, or as I like to call him, Pale Man, and Dianne Feinstein, who reminds me, I don't remember the name of the movie, but there was a movie with Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep where they took some potion and they kept coming back and it quit working. And then they had to start going to the hobby shop to keep themselves together and redo their faces and their bodies and everything. She reminds me of one of those. As you said, what's left of her. Is that legal for them to go out and do this questionnaire without any sort of sanction getting out there saying, well, because that would seem intimidating to those that are not actual critical thinkers out there, that they would get this 20-question questionnaire. And I mean, what happens if you just look at it and say, I was going to the bathroom, I needed some more paper, let's take this with us. What would happen to that company for doing that?
I clearly would have.
Yeah.
However, I think they were afraid that these five wackos would use the bully pulpit and step up to a microphone somewhere, and, you know, the CNN and MSLSD and the rest of them would cover it, and then they would say DHL or FedEx or UPS, You know, we hold them accountable for all these deaths, and they're not taking any action at all, and they're not even returning our phone calls or our questionnaire.
Right.
That's what I'm sure these firms were afraid of. But, you know, our industry needs to stick together on things like this. This never should have been allowed to happen.
We need to call Pete Brownell up and say, listen, Brownell, you need to buy some trucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Start our own shipping. We'll create jobs.
Look at Amazon, okay? Look at how much shipping they're doing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I always look for the gun industry to do something like that. It hasn't done it yet, but I always find that interesting when that happens. Now, they sort of backed away, but they're still demanding compliance with the new federal rule that's not in effect, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You have to comply to the rule that is not yet in effect, which now, makes perfect legal sense.
You're right. And now, this is not actually a blanket ban as far as across the gun industry, but I'm sure when everybody heard about this, they called their representative and probably got told, well, you know, it just depends on what you ship or whatever nonsense they want to tell them. Do me this favor. Hang on for a second, if you will. Lee Williams.
Absolutely.
Is the Second Amendment Foundation investigative reporter project correspondent. And that is that's as impressive as it all sounds. He's also the only writer at Armed American News, and he started everything out and then just popped at thegunwriter.substack.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to green meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Lee Williams and, well, of course, everybody that writes in the gun news space this past week has put something out about Eli Dickin. And there's a comparison being made to Eli Dickin, to his circumstance, and everybody's looking at Uvalde. Now, Quite correctly, you talk about how it's not easy to armchair quarterback a cop because they have to make decisions in a deadly force encounter in a matter of seconds, right?
Right. For most uses of force, it's difficult, even with a body cam, to understand what they went through unless you were there. To see what they saw, to feel what they felt. However, as we pointed out, all that goes out the window if you're talking active shooter, especially one in a school. There's only one criteria, one thing they have to do, and that's run to the gun, period. That's it.
Now, you were in law enforcement, yeah?
Correct. 10 years.
Okay. So this is not somebody getting out there saying, looking in from the outside. This is a guy who's actually done it. And he's actually pulled weapons on people and discharged them in the course of his duties, which is another story for another day. However, what happened in Uvalde, where you had all these officers milling about, one guy, I think they videoed one guy who cleaned his hands with hand sanitizer?
And right in the middle of the hallway, just walks over and grabs some hand sanitizer and starts rubbing it back and forth. Another guy was on his phone.
Yeah.
I just can't understand that. This is really difficult to understand because you've got 400 cops there. You've got one bad guy. Okay. I said in my column that every cop becomes a free agent at one of these mass shootings. You're on your own. You don't need a supervisor to tell you what to do. You don't need to wait for SWAT. You don't need to stack up. You don't need to wait for a body bunker. You just run to the gun. And if you want to come with me, great. Now I got backup, but I am going to that gun. And there were cops in the hallway there that stopped other cops from moving forward, including the guy, the poor officer, whose wife was in there with the bad guy who got shot and killed. Those type of finger-quoting police officers, would, in my humble opinion, would become part of the problem. If they wouldn't move out of the way, that would be a time to deliver a really nice butt stroke right to their face.
Yeah.
Because for
rest
most
me
cops,
when I get out.
Yeah, yeah. You can charge me later after you're done picking up your teeth. I'm going to the shooter, and nothing is going to stop me, including other cops, because that's just the way some guys are raised.
Right.
Yet they dithered and dickered and none of that matters. And I've heard as I said in the column, some of these top cops, some of these Texas law enforcement executives saying, oh, there were calm issues. It was chaotic. We didn't know.
Well, there was one that there was one that said they there was a possibility they could be shot.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. But now let's set the stage for this. Arredondo had been trained on responses for active shooters in December 2021. He had gotten the first training in December of 2020. The 2021 was just continuing education. He had been counter-terrorist trained for 16 hours, I think in 2016 or 2017 or something like that. I mean, this guy, if you're going to have a guy with credentials to be your on-site supervisor, this would be the guy you would think you'd want.
Yeah, I would prefer to have a guy with some great big brass balls.
Yeah, well, that would be nice.
Let's go, boys. You know, follow me, on me, because here we go. But no, it didn't happen. And if you juxtapose that with young Eli, 15 seconds, you recognize the threat, which for a civilian is not always easy, pushed his girlfriend behind some cover, got 10 shots at 40 yards. I mean, you're a shooter. At 40 yards is that's a lot of green for a handgun, man.
Yeah.
And hit eight out of 10. 80% at 40 yards on a target that's shooting back. Like I said, I think that's legendary. People call him a good Samaritan. No, he's a natural-born gunfighter, this kid. And he did in 15 seconds what it took 400 cops in Uvalde 77 minutes. To do.
Well, he also did a lot of things that are sort of classic. He shot the guy till he was deanimated, rolled up on him.
Yep.
He was getting people behind him while he was rolling up on him. And then as soon as there was somebody there with a badge on, which turned out to be mall security, he surrendered to them.
Yep.
Let them handcuff him, and he went out with them, and then they were like, he's a hero. But, yeah. I mean, I don't. That's an awful lot of presence of mind in a 22-year-old. That was really impressive.
Yeah, and no law enforcement or military training. He learned how to shoot from his grandpa, who I think we should send to Uvalde to do some training there.
Remedial training.
Their officers.
Yeah.
I mean, 40, I challenge the listeners. Go out to the range, put up a target, IPSC target, and walk back to 40 yards and see how quickly you can get 8 out of 10 on that target. It takes a while.
Yeah.
But good aimed fire, and he acted decisively, and he acted on his own. He didn't bitter. He just went and took care of business.
Yep, he didn't ask anybody's opinion. He didn't ask for anybody's permission.
No.
My understanding is he leaned against a pole to steady himself. I mean, that's that part right there, when you think, I mean, if you and I saw this, would we be going, look, there's a pole I can lean on to get a better, little steadier shot? Would we be thinking that?
The shooting I do is from standing position, carbine and handgun.
Right. So.
But, good kid. And I had not seen him being interviewed yet. I think he's asked for a little bit of privacy, and thankfully they're giving it to him.
Well, I hope if he's having these things that happen to people, I hope he seeks a little help. I was very leery, like right after Kyle Rittenhouse got sprung, I would not have interviewed him if he'd come to me.
No.
I would not have exploited him because he obviously had some stuff going on with that, as he should, right?
Yeah.
It's not like it is in... on Miami Vice, where, you know, Crockett rolls up and pulls out his Bren 10 and pops him a couple of times and goes, all right, there's two toes tagged for the meat wagon, and then pops him a lucky strike and says, all right, let's go, Tubbs. We're going to get in my Ferrari. And they take off. That's not the way that works.
No. It's all fun and games until they give you Miranda and Garrity, which is Miranda for cops.
Yeah. So that was interesting. But, I mean, the contrast in that. The only thing about this, though, is that, and we don't really have enough time to get into this, but like Uvalde was like the linchpin for the VSCA. That seemed to be the one that they all went with. That seemed to be the latest one that pushed everything over the edge to where they started talking about it. Although now I look at that and I sort of wonder about that as well. But that was all predicated on a lie because of Uvalde's police lack of response. It's very hard to fight crime when you're not fighting crime, when you're sitting out there and milling about and loitering around and just, you know, surprised they didn't get out there and smoke them if you got them.
I think when this all settles down, we need to take a hard look at some of these school police departments. And if they're not willing to step up, why do we need them there?
Well, when you joined the police department, did they ever sit you down as you were coming in going, you understand this is sort of a dangerous job, right? You get that.
Yeah. You accept that responsibility, and there are some, myself included, who actually enjoy that part of the job.
Well, I mean, I can only imagine that being a cop, unless you're in Seattle or Portland at the moment, or Chicago, I can only imagine being a cop means that you, out of a 24-hour day, you got 23 hours and 50 minutes of boredom and 10 minutes of absolute terror.
Yeah, I wouldn't say terror for a lot of them, yeah, but I was nuts back in my youth. I was shooting constantly, training constantly. I mean, I had to be careful about shooting at indoor ranges because my lead levels were kind of high.
Okay. So, Lee, thank you very much for joining me today. It's always a blast to have you on the show. I love it. Lee Williams, find him at thegunwriter.substack.com, at armedamericannews.com, and he's all over the Second Amendment Foundation. Coming up next, also from the Second Amendment Foundation, Cam Edwards, bearingarms.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.